Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Don't do it, Brett. Please do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor in the Big 12. Do not agree to this deal that the Big 10 and the SEC are trying to jam down your throats. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us covering the Big 12 Conference. And here's the thing. I've often said that the best way to change the college football playoff is to make it seeding 1 through 12 and get rid of the buys. All right? I thought that. But when I saw the news this week from Ross Dellinger, Yahoo Sports, and he reported that the Big Ten and the SEC for this year's playoff want to make a move. And what they want to do just for this year and going forward, but they want to implement this quickly, is keep the format at 12 teams, but instead of having conference champions get buys, they want to make it just 1 through 12. So the top four teams get the bye, and it's not about conference championships anymore. That's what they want to do starting this year. And I'm telling you, a month ago, I would have said take the deal. Now I'm saying don't touch it. If you're Brett Uermark, do not agree to this, and I'll explain why. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you, as always, on our radio affiliates. If you're on the YouTube as well, hit that thumbs up right now in the video. Helps us a lot. And on the podcast, drop us that 5-star rating and a review. Really does mean a lot to me and would help us tremendously as this show keeps growing every single week and month. And it's because of you. You sharing it and you liking it and you leaving that 5-star review and also telling folks in your cities and towns that carry the show on the radio about it. So thank you for that. But Brett Uermark is very smart. We know that. Believe in Brett. It's a tagline I've used for a long time here on the show since it became the Big 12 commissioner. And Brett Uermark knows what the SEC and the Big 10 want to do. They want to basically try to phase out the Big 12 and phase out the ACC. And they want to basically make it so the SEC and the Big 10 only grow the gap in the Power Four that it really becomes a Power Two. That's all they're interested in doing. It's sad, but it's a reality. So this is just step one. We talked earlier about how the SEC and the Big 10, according to reports, what they really want to do is try to make it a 14 or 16 team playoff where they get four automatic bids. So they just want to slow play this thing. They're just kind of stringing along the Big 12 and the ACC and saying, come on, guys, don't you want to do this? This will be good. And if I thought this was it, I would agree. It would be better for the sport to just do it 1 through 12 versus doing the buys with conference champions. But I'm done playing nice with these guys because I don't believe Greg Sankey. I don't trust Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, as far as I can throw him. I don't. And no Big 12 fan should. There's no reason to. All the guy has done is care about the SEC at the expense of the ACC and the Big 12. All right? That's it. And that's become very clear. So Brett Uermark has already said that he's not wild about giving up a bye or giving up a guaranteed bye. Why? Well, because that would be $8 million that he's given up. Uermark said last month, I do not have the appetite to give up any financial reward that comes with a bye, alluding to the $8 million earned by a team that automatically advances into the quarterfinals. So why would the Big 12 do this? It would only make the SEC and the Big 10 already the richest conferences with the richest teams. It would only make them even richer. There's already a battle between how much money is being made by the SEC and the Big 10 and then the Big 12 and the ACC. Why would the Big 12 agree to give up $8 million to make the SEC and the Big 10 happy? I mean, they can pound sand and just know that any changes to the college football playoff format have to be agreed upon by everybody. It's got to be something that is agreed to by everybody. So it can't just happen with the ACC and the Big Ten trying to make it happen on their own. All right? That's not how this is going to work. It's going to have to be a unanimous vote. So if we have a stalemate, then what happens? Then the SEC and the Big Ten could threaten to break off, right? They could threaten and they could say, you know what? Screw it. We don't need you guys. We're going to make our own conferences. We're going to be NFL light, NFL minor league. And I would dare them. I would. I'd say, you know what? Fine. See what you guys think works out well for you and come back and talk to us later. I don't deny that their brands are bigger than the Big 12. I don't deny that their brands are bigger and stronger and more powerful. I understand all of that. I really do. But they also need us. And they can pretend like they don't, but they do. Let them go. Let them see how it works. And my guess is that within a decade, a lot of these teams will be clamoring to come back to a classic style of college football. Be careful what you wish for. That matters. That's important. So I want no part of the Big 12 getting involved in any of this. I know that many of you hopefully are now going to be on the same page, and I would have not felt that way just a couple of weeks ago. But with the way the SEC and the Big 10 are trying to just change the rules on the fly and make it more lucrative for them, I'm out. The other thing that came out of this report from Ross Dellinger, the SEC may move to 9 conference games. And I guess they want a pat on the back for that. It's like, really, guys? Really? Now, they're not going to do it. It's not a done deal yet. But what Dellinger reports is that for years, the SEC has not been aligned on moving to 9 games. It's a sometimes divisive issue that has festered for as many as 6 years. Many of the lower-resourced programs are against the move, fearing it may impact playoff chances by introducing another loss. And they want more revenue from ESPN for playing what would likely be a highly valuable extra conference game. They want more money from ESPN to go from 8 to 9 conference games. These guys are unbelievable. We've been at 9 conference games in the Big 12 for how long now? And this doesn't even make any sense from Dellinger. And I mean, he's a great reporter, but I'm just saying this doesn't make any sense. The lower resource programs are against the move, fearing it may impact playoff chances by introducing another loss. The lower resource programs don't go to the playoff. The SEC teams that go to the playoff are Georgia, Alabama, LSU. I mean, you know, we can list them on off, right? Texas. It's not the lower resource programs that even go anyway. So what's it matter to them if there's another loss? What they should be saying there is the lower resource programs might be upset by this because they might miss a bowl game if they have to play 9 conference games. That's what they might be upset about. So that line in and of itself just doesn't make any sense if you actually break it down. But the SEC is now considering going to 9 games. Wow, what a bunch of great guys, said nobody ever who has common sense. I'm not impressed by this. I don't think many of you are going to be impressed by this. And the Big 12 should not agree to it. And Troy says that right now. Call their bluff. ESPN does not want NFL light. And the public opinion is on our side. The time to fight is now. That is absolutely right, Troy. Dig in, my man. I'm digging in. I hope that you are digging in. And if you really want to dig in, you got to get yourself one of these great shirts. SEC undefeated in hypothetical games. They are. I will link to it in the description of the show on YouTube and on the podcast. It is a fantastic shirt. It's got the, well, it's not the true logo, but you'll see it there. SEC undefeated in hypothetical games. Let's make this one go viral around Big 12 stadiums later this fall. I think that would be damn entertaining. And get it on ESPN during a game. All right? That would be fantastic. Salt of the Earth writes here that the extra conference game for the SEC would create money, extra money from the gate. Yeah, that's true. They will make more money playing an SEC game than, say, Florida A&M when they have to pay an FCS program to come in and get its butt kicked, right? So they don't have to do that if they get a conference game. That's $1 million right there. And they'd get more money at the gate, too, because you'd have a bigger crowd who would hang around longer for a real football game instead of these joke of, you know, mid-November softy games they end up playing. It's an absolute no-brainer. So I'm glad that the SEC is deciding it wants to play Big 12 or big boy football like the Big 12 and go to 9 conference games instead of hiding behind this charade of, well, you know, we're in the SEC, so we don't want to go out there and have to beat ourselves up for a 9th game. That's for those of the lower levels like the Big 12. The Big 10 plays 9. Get on board. ACC's only at 8, so they got to man up too a little bit here. But obviously, the SEC is the bigger problem on this front. Mickey writes, I'm sick of the SEC-ESPN marriage. It is completely ruining college football. It's not as great as it once won, as it once was. Sad! Exclamation point. Listen, it's still my favorite sport, but the people in power are doing everything in their power, sadly, to try and destroy it. And that's the worst part of this right now. And I don't want to see it. I know many of you don't want to see it. And we've got to make sure that we push back against the SEC and ESPN to prevent it from happening. One of the more bizarre quotes from SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey was this. He was asked about, you know, basically how he feels when it comes to his impact on the rest of college sports when making decisions. Basically, it's like, bro, are you looking out for the greater good of college sports by trying to get 4 auto bids into a college football playoff? And Greg Sankey said, if I was just representing the SEC, we'd still have a 4-team playoff. Oh, that's nonsense. That is complete and utter BS. You know why? Because schools like Oklahoma and Texas, now I know it was back in 21, but schools like Oklahoma and Texas would not have been joining the SEC unless they knew the playoff was eventually going to expand. SEC teams would not have wanted OU and Texas in their conference without knowing, wink, wink, nod, nod, don't worry, the playoff is expanding and we're going to jam in as many SEC teams into this thing as we possibly can. The notion that Greg Sankey did the sport a favor expanding to 12 teams, please, stop. Greg Sankey has cared about one thing and one thing only, and that is the bottom line of the SEC. Not the good of college football, not the good of college athletics, nothing but the bottom line of the SEC. And you can make the case as a capitalist that that's his job. Fine. But guess what? It's not our job to go along with it. It's not our job to, you know, treat him like he's walking on water and just do what the SEC says. Because the SEC does need the rest of college football, whether they want to admit that or not. They do need the rest of college football. And now we got some of the Texas trolls in the chat here. Longhorn Pundit. I'm glad you guys are checking out, you know, us little folks in the Big 12. It's very nice of you. You will pay dearly for it in 2026. Oh, what does that even mean? What are you guys going to do? Pay dearly for it. I'm telling you guys, you overplay your hand to the SEC, you are going to have yourselves a problem. I promise you that. Don't do it. You're going to hurt yourself, okay? You will. Try it at your own peril. I'll just leave it at that. Thanks for being here on the show as always. On HeartlandCollegeSports.com. I'm Pete Mundo. Glad you're aboard with us on the show.
Your old or broken phone can let you down, but at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence with a new line on my plan and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. After all, you don't want your old phone to die on you when you're lost.
Perfect.
Or for your broken phone to glitch at the worst possible time.
Hey, can I get your number?
Oh. Trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad.
So let's dive into some basketball here while we got a few minutes. It's still looking like it's Houston's conference to lose. You look right now at the standings in the Big 12. Houston's got, they're 14-1. Arizona's sitting there two games back at 12-3. Iowa State and Texas Tech are three games back at 11-4. Houston plays Iowa State on Saturday. That game is in Houston. That is a College Game Day game. It's going to be a really good atmosphere. You Houston fans better show up. I'm not sure you can get one of these shirts by Saturday, but man, it would be great to get these shirts at some of the on some fans on Saturday for College Game Day. I probably can't pull it off by Saturday morning. I'd have to get it there quickly. But for some of you, man, you'd look good in this shirt. I promise you that much. But we got to figure out a way to troll ESPN with these as much as we possibly can. So with that, it's going to be a great atmosphere at Houston, Iowa State Saturday. It's really the last chance to feel like there's any kind of drama down the stretch of the Big 12 basketball season, because this week was not a great week in the Big 12. It was kind of ho-hum. Utah beating Kansas State, not good for the Wildcats to go out west and lose both games to BYU and Utah. They have come back down to earth. Arizona getting by Baylor on the road, we expected. But, hey, that game was pushed back on a big Monday. That was supposed to be, you know, big Monday for the Big 12 is always 8 o'clock Central. This game was pushed back to a 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern start. It's just crazy. It's another example of the Big 12 being disrespected. On Tuesday night, you had Houston handling Arizona State, Iowa State over Colorado. The TCU-Tech game was probably the best game. TCU fans storming the courts a little much. And then BYU smoking Kansas. And can we talk about the Jayhawks for a minute? My gosh. Kansas basketball is as bad as I've seen since I've covered them, since I've owned this website for the better part of over a decade now. They look like junk. I mean, Bill Self getting his team blown out by 35 points? It's crazy. I never thought I'd see it. And they were the number one team in the country in the preseason. This team just doesn't seem to like each other. I mean, Bill Self talked about the group getting away from each other. They've lost two in a row. They've lost three of four. They've lost four of their last six games. They're 8-7 in Big 12 play. And the Big 12's a little down this year. Now, Bill Self's an all-time coach. He did not forget how to coach basketball. But here's what I think KU needs to start doing. KU's got the money for NIL, right? What Bill Self needs to go back to doing is recruiting his guys at the high school level and then retaining his guys. Not doing the transfer portal stuff. That's just not where he's at his best. That's not what makes Bill Self a great coach. Bill Self is great with his guys in his program developing. This is one of the reasons that Jay Wright left Villanova. Now, Jay Wright didn't have Kansas resources at Villanova. Few do. But, you know, he wanted guys in his program for 2, 3, 4 years, develop them, toughen them up, and then eventually they're superstars. And he did that a lot at the end with the Mikal Bridges and the Jalen Brunsons and the Dante DiVincenzos. So he did that with a lot of guys. Bill Self has done this for 20 years. But now we're a couple of years into this transfer portal madness, and Bill Self has had two of his worst years this year and last year. Bill Self didn't forget how to coach basketball, but how he builds and molds a program was always through his guys, just getting better and better and better. He eventually would find those, you know, guards who are All-Americans, who want to be at Kansas. They have pride in Kansas for the front of the jersey for 3, 4 years. There was a lot of that with Bill Self. That's not the case with these guys. You can sense it. You can feel it. It's very corporate-y. It's very business. And the talent, frankly, isn't there. But the talent is not losing by 35 points at BYU. I mean, they certainly have way more talent than that. It's not even close. They have been more talented than almost every team they played this year. But they just can't get out of their own way. And that's been the biggest problem. And Bill Self alluded to some of that after the game on Tuesday night. But man, it is as bad as I've seen it right now for this Kansas basketball program under Bill Self in the last couple of decades. And it's not good to watch. It's not. And it's for the Big 12, it's not good. Like, listen, I get it. If you're a Utah fan, if you're a BYU fan, you're loving this. And you should be, right? BYU is going to be in the tournament. I guess anything's possible with Utah if they have some, you know, massive winning streak down the stretch and in Kansas City. I suppose anything's possible. I'm not going to bank on it, but whatever. Crazier things have happened. But for the Big 12, to have KU down is obviously not good. Houston's elite. After that, I don't know if anybody else is in that elite category. I think Iowa State can be elite. Now that they're back to being fully healthy, Curtis Jones coming off the bench, they might be able to get back to being elite. Texas Tech, I think, is a notch below. Arizona is really good. I don't think they're elite right now. So you're really banking on two teams in the Big 12 that I think, as of today, can make a very deep run in the NCAA tournament, and that is Houston and that is Iowa State. That's where I see this right now playing out. Pete Mundo on Heartland College Sports. We are glad that you are here on the show. As always, give you guys a shout-out. West Des Moines checking in. We got Manhattan, Kansas in the house. Ecuador, Quito, Ecuador checking in. All right, I love that. Go Knights from a UCF fan down there in Ecuador. In Kansas City, it's like 5 degrees, so I am jealous. I didn't think I'd say that. I mean, I'm sure Ecuador is a beautiful place. I just don't think about it a whole lot. So good on you. Send some of that sunshine and some of that warm air up north when you get a chance, would you please? So Saturday, you know, the best game is obviously the Iowa State-Houston game. Then we've got BYU at Arizona. That's got a good amount of juice. That's 9 o'clock Central time on ESPN. But outside of that, it's not a great group of matchups. TCU, Cincinnati, maybe you stay for TCU if they want to get back in the mix. This game matters. West Virginia at Texas Tech. Can Tech get back on track? Oklahoma State travels to Kansas. Oklahoma State's not any good, but really Kansas is much watched because we haven't seen this kind of Kansas performance over an extended period of time. Like, could they struggle with Oklahoma State? People would be trying to tear down Allen Fieldhouse if that happens. And then Baylor, Colorado is really not interesting at all. So we'll see. But hey, women's Big 12 tournament just over a week away. Big 12 men's tournament's a couple of weeks away. We will have you covered on both fronts here at Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. Glad you guys are here. I will link to this undefeated in hypothetical games SEC shirt that you want to get your hands on. So make sure you check this out. And we appreciate you guys being here, as always, on the show. I'm Pete Mundo. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon. And go Big 12.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.